Welcome to Word in Season with Prophet Daniel Ejaku Afari, providing strength and solutions for today and hope for tomorrow through the Word and power of God. Prophet Daniel Ejaku Afari is the General Overseer of Faith Word Charismatic Ministries Worldwide. He is an apostle, a prophet, and teacher of the Word. He has a powerful traveling ministry accompanied by many miracles, signs, wonders, and revivals. Get ready for an empowerment that will enable you to walk in dominion and have a triumphant life. Now, the Prophet Daniel Ejaku Afari.
May the God of Israel give you wisdom. The Lord who brought us into his presence this morning, I pray for his grace to abound to every one of us.
Jesus' name.
I cancel every ordinances of the enemy.
Amen.
Any determinations of hell against you will not prosper.
Amen.
Anything that is contending with your mind, may you win the battle over that thing.
Amen.
Any attack of the enemy in the form of released arrows.
Jesus.
May the God of this house and the angel of his presence, even the Holy Spirit, repel the arrow and reverse it to the camp of your enemies. I pray that your burdens will be broken as you hear the word of God this morning.
Amen.
And I pray that your yokes will be broken.
Jesus.
Let every load on your head be lifted.
Amen.
By the time we finish with this service, may you have a conviction to say, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You are blessed for coming in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to welcome every one of us into the prayer house this morning, Faith Word Charismatic Ministries. We welcome every one of you for being part of this covenant service this morning. We are blessed as a church because I see the Lord about to do a new thing in this house. And saying amen doesn't cost at all. So I expect you to say a good Bible believing amen. The month of July has been a month where our prophetic focus is wisdom. And so last week I continued the series on wisdom by teaching on the channels of wisdom. The wisdom of God is different from the wisdom of the world. I heard on media the journalist of Ghana and the unbelieving world, in fact some Christians even joined the trail, criticizing and abusing a very great man of God who came to do a program last week for one of the fathers of Ghana in the body of Christ. And the holy balu was all about monies that have been raised in a conference. And it was all over the news.
And oba ebe ye jumedi ema ya sofo mpeni mfubi nsusua ewo omaimu. Nani nina efa sika bia anase ebra woye jumedi ni sika ane nyamini pano ejiti anase oji efri wana eshiya hono encheng.
And they were very professional at abusing and criticizing the church.
Na seni pei wade ni mdiani ya huwadia ekwe ni mupa ena na wakasa editia asafono eni nyamini pano.
They were, if you allow me, making mockery of the church. And I received very distressing phone calls from even believers asking me my view about it. And I told them that I have no view about it at all.
Na me catch on say me ni adwenkyere bia wo ho.
You see, the wisdom of this world is different from the wisdom of the church.
No kwasam ne say wi ase nyansa ene asafo ne nyansa ne susune ewom.
Everything called the wisdom of God for his church is foolishness to the world.
Adie bia ye nyame nyansa e fa asafo no no eye nkwasasam e ma wi ase.
For instance, in the world, they see nothing wrong with polygamy.
Now, obi ware emadodoa enye he.
In the world sense, if somebody's husband is looking for you, you can also fire some.
Na,
the world sense is accepted.
Na ewiase se obi kunu ehwe wana se odi wachi awusutumi yebi.
There are a lot of things we do in the church which is opposite to that of the world.
Na yonye ma bebre ye wo nyame fia ene wiase de ene ebobira.
And that is why the word of the Lord said that for the prince of this world did not know. There are things the world doesn't know about the church and the things of God. That is their wisdom.
Ẹnu nti na kyerọ ne si owiase sudifo no onim enima enima efa nyame asafo ene de ma nyame no wiasefo enim.
They operate what I call anti-Christ, opposite Christ. Their thinking, their wisdom, their perception, their outlook and their viewpoint towards everything we do in the church is foolishness.
Now, one day, the way you are a tear crystal, a name, any crystal, a bebra, a dear be a way, any crystal, dear, a bebra.
You let the unbelieving world practice the same thing, it is perfect.
A dear be a nipper, and now Yamimaya, a name, a bonino, see, we are see our jitum.
People can take their children and kill them to pacify their shrine. That is what they believe. It is perfect.
Now, be it me, then, Emma, Eba, for Emma, Abosom, Eviasi, GD, yes, I know, dear, Pepe.
You let a believer take something and give it to God or the church. It's a big deal.
Now, Ma, Ojidi, Emfa, Bibi, Emma, Yami, and now, Oma, for Ria, Kessia, and no, dear, Yasam, Kessia.
The things the unbeliever give to their shrines, their deities, their spiritual leaders, if they see the church keep the same things to God, it is a big deal, and they make fuss about it.
Adia we as for Eddie Bar for Emma Abosom Eddie and Yama Bebrino. So be a Christian or decide the crona Emma Yamini asafwa a yasem kesie.
But it is the wisdom of the cross.
Nanso a yasinian hunyansa.
It is the wisdom of the cross.
A yasinian hunyansa.
The cross of Christ preaches sacrifice.
Yes, so a sinian etches affordable.
The Bible says, for it preaches the Father. That through the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel, many be saved unto him.
Do you know that a
lot of your friends mock at you when they see you take a Bible and go to church?
Some of the
testimonies you heard this morning, if you listen to them well, the kind of things people did, or the approach by which the miracles happened, if you were there when they were doing it, you would laugh at them and say they are crazy.
Now, I don't see a baby di and opay. Say, oh, ho, and our son says, so we are not quite our father, so a near mana, and cow best we were about
the
mana.
That's why the Bible says, for God had chosen the foolish things, the foolish.
Internationality, Yami, we are fucking near my young Kwasia, dear.
The foolish things like praying in tongues, it's foolish.
And near my Kwasia, didn't be say a bomb pie or Kunkrum.
The foolish things like a landed man like you sitting in the church, pastor by a man you are older than, it is foolish.
Se obi o awanyi na wako school ti se o na beba betena asafo ati se na obi awanyi chee ne be chirechire no eyenkwasiasem.
It is foolish, like for example, to be a man having all the beautiful ladies around you and then you say because of the fear of God I'm not chasing them, you are a fool.
We eyenkwasiasem se obi a be ma pa wo hoje jina ho so sei na e ma ba wo eka wo ho sia na wo fa bi mpa wanum de entransmu.
Did you hear what he said? Wo fa bi mpa wanum. Listen, the Bible said the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of man. May God make you wiser than the world.
Amen.
Receive the grace to walk in divine wisdom.
Amen.
Receive the power to walk in divine wisdom.
Amen.
So what is the big deal about it? That a man of God should preach and ask people to bring offerings of different category on the altar.
Now, friend, you pass among first sika ahudu will be emre nyame afori buchi.
$5,000. Do you know that if those people were to pay for the thing God have done for them, the $5,000 may be an insult to God?
Now when him say any man nyame ayama won say won call the $5,000 na twi hawka and kay atem didi.
I have personally counseled ministers of state that have given land cruisers to do men in the voter region to kill somebody and give them power to become a minister of state in Ghana. I speak with confidence, with facts.
My two any parkers here, our ministers of state, Efo, Wabra, what did land cruisers have to say? I come voter region, I come a bosom for.
And journalists are talking about this in town everywhere.
And
I am amazed that some of you, as Christian and spiritual, as why even believe it. Paul said, if you don't hold on to our faith well, you will lose it. If you are not careful, very soon, journalists and non-believers will teach us the message to preach in our pulpits.
And into that Paul say, and so you did in a woman here, a better tree, say, and we are better crap, and we are four nights and so for, and a better choir for so I am soon.
Most of the unbelievers that are controlling the economies of the world, do you know the kind of demonic sacrifice they give to their deities?
One hour in here, no one soon I watch said here, and cause who we are saying, we need my father, what bomb my abosom.
Cornelius is Legon. I pray for a certain woman. I enter the room, a cabinet, metallic cabinet, dollars. So the woman said, if you are able to pray for me to solve the problem, take any amount you want. By the time I finish conferring with God in my spirit, the Lord told me, this money is blood money. The husband used their firstborn, a boy. In Tatale, I mentioned the city. The woman was shaking. He told Jesus, then you come to church, and then your pastor asks you to bring an offering. Then the unbeliever, whose value system, their faith, their understanding does not conform to the values of the church, will tell you that is crazy. I see the foolishness of God, the craziness of God being the reason why you are blessed. It is coming the point of time, ladies and gentlemen, we will overthrow the values of the world in the church. We will use our faith to overthrow their values. May you be that person today. Receive it on the right. Receive it on the left. Receive it at the back and in front. Lift up your voice, somebody, and give the Lord a shout.
Amen. Me bompae e mama mi bi e wo islegon na bra mi wura fie na adaka e si ho sika aye ma na okachira me so otumi bompae mama na me ha okode a sasika nyina me de ma nanso nyame bi e mani mama mi hu sasika no e ye sika won ba edikan obema e na obema ne de ne koye sika duro e ji sasika ne tene ye moje sika.
The world is always in struggle against the sacrifice of the church. It is God, the wisdom of the world. They see it as foolishness. But to those who are saved unto salvation, it is the wisdom of the... Come on here. May the Lord give you the wisdom of Jehovah.
Amen. There be a reassigning as a for a dear prepare. Our for the boy, as I say, boy, Eddie Manyame and in a saffo. Where are you reassigning, sir?
Peter said, Jesus, you can't die.
Peter said, there be yes, and part of so be.
It is foolish for you to be with a church. We are all happy with you. We are hailing you. We are praising you. Oh, this, hey, Jesus, yours. Jesus, yours.
Yours.
Then suddenly you say, I want to go and die. Peter said, this is foolishness. But out of that death, billions of people have been won from sin to righteousness, from hell to heaven. It is called the wisdom of Jehovah. May God give you his wisdom instead of the wisdom of the unbelieving world. You will overtake unbelievers after today. Establish businesses will lose their prosperity into your hands by the wisdom of sacrifice. Take it on the right hand. Take it on the left hand. Take it on the back hand. Give the Lord some sight of praise in the house of God. Something is about to happen to you.
Peter catch say yes, you say, ah, Abrantia Pa, who did not say, and my way be credit as so bad by our own. Yen in any age, who bump fire, who to miss Labrador, so my ADB, a fayan cotton cotia or so babe, there be way and question.
Never join unbelievers to criticize the church, it is evil.
And ye be that so bad boy as a force of one cassa and Tianya Miasafo, eh, Bonnie?
Never!
And ye be that.
The church is not just pillar and post with roofing seats. The church is the body of Christ, purchased with his own blood. Anytime you join people to destroy the church by unguarded and misguided statements, you make yourself susceptible to satanic attack. That is why in Africa we are struggling. That is why in Africa we are poor. Do you know how American fathers founded the nation of America? They
and we sacrifice at the seas of Florida. Mm. Today, in your poverty, you go to choir prophets and they say, go and bring Florida water. Oh, I don't like the way you are looking at me. Come on.
And
that is why we are struggling. You see, a lot of us, we are not practicing Bible. We have allowed the world to tell us how to serve God. If you are not careful, very soon, if you prepare a sermon as a pastor, you have to send it to the Registrar General Department for accreditation before you preach it on Sunday.
Yeah, here we wait me see so for what see see nyame asema wo ba be teno. Adi so the call eman panfo hwe say ka say we ya gye to wait me aka ho asem.
This is a man pastoring intelligent professors and doctors.
Sa nyame ni pay any ni pa kase ani de fu a wote ne nan se.
One of the churches in Ghana where you find very renowned people. It's in that church. I don't want to mention the church, but you know the story I'm talking about.
Eya asafo ba ko obenye nipa abrani etichiro pa e wa asafo no mu.
For you to come and say he is taking advantage of people that are unwise or unlearned, it is an insult to the integrity of the church members.
So bet me aka say nipa say nyame nipa ofa wonim dia woni ne ho e de asisi won de.
Because I don't tell you the first time they are taking such offerings in the church.
Me nyi ni say weni bread kan wa ji sa aforeboy.
Answer it yourself.
Why you want on fa-
if those people don't get anything from those monies, saying the time they founded the church that they've been taking those monies, do you think when they call they'll bring it again?
So you did say ni pay when yamfa suobia e was for na wo born ho and ke free bro was sa for ko be ko so abo sa for na na.
Because they know what they get from it, that is why they are still responding. And I believe even this morning when they raise more powerful offering than the people will still give.
A son so when
don't look at me like that.
Are you angry with
the pastor? Why are you not clapping? Are you a suspect?
Nah.
A lot of you, you are gradually losing touch with God because of news you hear. Jesus said, take heed what you hear.
Jesus said,
your life is influenced by words. I don't listen to radio in Ghana.
Radio
I only open the radio when I want to know the latest demon in town.
Radio na me say
you watch Kunkun Badia, you watch a fear coin show.
Sir?
You know all the frequencies of the radio station, like you don't know two quotations in the Bible.
May the Lord so
ask mercy as a church.
Amen.
Channels of wisdom. I gave you two last week. Channel number three for receiving wisdom is counsel. Everybody say counsel. Look at somebody say counsel will make you wise. I can't hear you well. Tell another person counsel will make you wise. Proverbs chapter
1
verse
5.
You are not born to know everything in this world. You are not born to have all the wisdom in this world. It is impossible. And so one of the channels to receive wisdom is to listen to counsel. There are things you are struggling to do or know which others have it. They know it already. Don't look wise in your own eyes. That's what the book of Proverbs says, that don't be wise in your own eyes. Anything I am struggling to do, I know there is a kind of wisdom I must find.
And
so the Bible says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels.
Onyansafoa ebetie na ninim die akosoa adoso. You want to see so ebekosoa na wadia afutufu.
The quickest way to differentiate between the fool and the wise is to know which one of them is a listener.
There
are some people, they can't be attentive to you when you are talking. When you are talking, they are talking back. When you are advising them, they are giving you 21 reasons why they cannot do what you are telling them. They are their own teachers. At a
whom there shall not be any teacher.
On one etidi obi ni obi.
And before whom there cannot be any teacher.
Obi asu ni wo nani.
They are professors and ministers of their own faculty.
Oye okunfo obinfo ewo no ani chesebia.
But wisdom is known of his children.
Nansu nyansa de onimnima.
That means every wisdom is supposed to produce something.
Enunti obi a oye nyansafo ese onya bibi efi mu ba.
So the way you are doing math, if we give it to you and you can't produce results, then it means your wisdom by which you are defending what is wrong is not about foolishness.
And it is the who can see the money and young fast will be a free mama, not the who can yet me into.
As a pastor, I have men of God that are doing great things in ministry than myself. I go to and learn. I listen to counsel. While I don't say the Holy Spirit talks to me, so I know everything. Because I realize that even the Holy Spirit doesn't move with people that are having blinded mind or blank mind. The Holy Spirit cannot use you. Take Moses, for example, the most anointed prophet in Israel. Divided the sea. Talk to God face to face. This is a man that could make angel provide heaven's own restaurant meal from above to human beings to eat.
Senya mini pana no to make a summer above for a two brodo yed and eddy bread in Pama.
Me, I have never commanded hacks, original hacks, to appear in church.
Original hacks, you promise to make a summer be murder.
God had to take him to the University of Egypt to learn for 40 years. 40 years. 40, I didn't say four. 40 years.
Nyame edene kwotena asuapon kese ye wo Egypt mu emani sua de emfia duanan.
The Bible said that Moses was learned in all the learnings of the Egyptians. All the learnings. He learned.
Tronis Moses asua enema hodo ewo Misrim ni nyina osua.
After that, God said, this is third degree. You had to do your master's second degree. He took him to a black priest in Ethiopia by name Jethro to learn how to minister the things of God under the anointing for another 40 years.
Na ave enu ati nyame se we die abodi a edikan enu ati odene kɔsrɛ no so e ma ne kɔtena Jethro na ase eso esua ade efie duana biem.
A lot of you are doing businesses without mentors.
Bebreho ye ye adwuma ye ni obi a ɔtenetene yen.
A lot of you are engaged in different fields of life without having somebody who is doing better in that area than you. You can't listen to them. No counsel.
Ye mu bebreho ye ye adwuma ye ye bibi a ye ni obi a wadi kan ye betumi sua bibi afi ni ho ne agye afutu afi ni ho.
Because you think you have your own capital. If that person have any wisdom, they should have their own capital.
Na wadwene se wa na wo sika wo nya ye wa na wo ye obi bia eni ti obi aso fa ne ho.
God can never bless that business without counsel. The word of God says, in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. That means when counsel is small, your risk factor is high.
Na dia chana sasa afutu ankomo a ene esa obehwe agu no eye kese pa.
A Christian is clapping. He got what I said. That is why most of us, we start very well, but we end poorly. Because along the line, pride of you thinking you know it all makes you not listen to counsel and you mess up. Today, I confer the wisdom of God upon you. Walk in the counsel of Jehovah and go and prosper. Receive the grace of God upon your head.
Amen.
So without counsel, thus don't get established.
One of the
things I've learned in life is that sometimes when the gift of God is upon you, you can be very proud.
Gifts
and anointings are very deceptive. When you think you have something more than someone, it makes you always not want to be a listener when they are
talking.
Oh, the way you are clapping, I'm not sure you got what I said. Listen. You can criticize a wisdom without having any foundation or reason for criticizing it. Because you yourself, you lack counsel. You can fight the church and fight the values of the church because you yourself, you lack counsel.
Ask yourself a question. A lot
of the mistakes you have made in life. If you got an old person who had been where you are when you were making that mistake to tell you how to have done it better or not to have done what you did, what would have been the product of your life today? That is why today this prophet is telling you that the wisdom of men you have been accommodating in your head is giving way to the wisdom of Jehovah. You will go for godly counsel. You will listen to professionals.
Amen.
You will. What are the church members? What are they? I can't feel your presence at all. Receive the grace. Receive the impartation. May the Lord bless you with the counsel of Jehovah. Take it on the left and the right. Can you lift up your voice and bless the name of Jehovah in the church? Something is about to happen to you.
Amen. And internet, then you may not for so catch or say, if we are seeing answer, what Bob one or what you know, Nina, eh, Kenho, Amanya Minyansa, Abishana.
Council, vessel number 3.
A quiet tossumiansa, and the account.
Vessel number 3 or channel number 3.
A quiet tossumiansa.
Testimonies.
Eh, Adansi, dear.
4, eh?
4.
4. Sir. Okay, number 4 is testimonies.
Yet tossumi, eh, Adansi, dear.
Testimony. Tell somebody you need a testimony.
Catch up, Mr. Uhia Adansidie.
I can't hear you say you need a testimony.
Uhia Adansidie.
Psalm 19, verse 7.
Enyom edun kronyimun song.
How did you feel? I have seen in the church there are a lot of things when we put in place. People don't see the wisdom in it, so with time they bogus it. They throw it away.
Mahun ni bebre ewa safun say bre yedi niema biye tinting one bebre e hun song faswa eniti e botugu.
It was not foolishness on my part at all to have instituted testimony time in the church. Let me ask you, how did you feel when people were giving testimonies of what God had done for them? Can somebody give me his own perception or how you felt, your mood when you were listening to testimonies of what God has done for
people?
Can I have your hand up? You want to talk to me? How did you feel when you were listening to serious testimonies of what God has done for people before I took that? Yeah. This is a democratic sermon now. So that gave you the hope to chase me all the way to Pantan Junction.
Amen.
So when people were sharing their testimony, she was not here, but she's giving me her own experience.
Ebrana amount for Emma one testimony. Dance your no ni hanso.
Are you getting it?
Ebuano.
So you see, if not for those testimonies, this lady could have taken medicine and killed herself because of frustration for childbearing. So by hearing somebody's testimony, she grew in wisdom. She began to know that although the wisdom of medical doctors say you cannot conceive, there is a superior wisdom called the wisdom of God, which said that while medical science has failed, there is hope for restoration. By that same testimony of others, this morning, somebody's miracle is about to arrive. I said, by the same wisdom of others. Oh, come on, I don't feel your presence. Somebody is about to sing a new song. Somebody is about to tell their own story. Somebody is also about to share their own testimony. Receive that power. Take it on the left. Take it on the right. At the back, it is happening. Next year by the time, you will share your own testimony. Next month by the time, it is your time to tell your own testimony.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how long and the battles you are fighting. Ladies and gentlemen, by the test
testimonies of others, you will also have your own testimony. Receive it on the left hand. Receive it on the right hand. Yes. Am I talking to a believer at all?
Yes. Mami, na dance here. Ono amponi ni pedia e ya dance here. Ebra oti obi a dance here. Donya nyansa se. Yeah, empenfo anase a duya fo e kase obi a udi ni owatumi anyimdiye. Nensu nyami na ye ya eni emane ni daso.
So the psalmist said, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So testimonies can change you.
Adansi ye betumi a sound.
Maybe this woman was disappointed.
Distressed. Depressed. Suppressed.
All the pressed men were on her head.
Bibia kwetiano.
But at the hearing of the testimony of somebody in Sunani, wisdom came to a soul. The soul was converted. And he said, no more depressing, no more suppressing, no more oppressing.
Amen.
It is time for me to prove God also. May you also receive a testimony today to prove your maker in the house.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout. For the testimony of the Lord is sure. How many of you have checked Lotto before? Lotto. Lotto say 7. Banker to banker.
Banker to banker.
Sure banker.
Sure banker.
This one, have you gone to a Lotto forecaster before? When they are working it?
Ha.
The confidence. Archimedes doesn't even have that confidence.
Yes, you.
So, this is the foundational number.
The foundational number.
And you don't know how they got the foundational number.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, last week, tell me what number dropped. What was the fifth number? Then he add, subtract, multiply, divide, square, root. By the time he finished, he said, this is the number that is coming. Even that one you believe it, but it can fail. But the testimonies of God is sure.
Yeah.
This one cannot fail. This one cannot. Oh, you are about to have your own testimony. It doesn't matter how long the testimony have delayed.
Amen.
Today, by the wisdom of God, I give you counsel through your testimony. It will surely happen. It will surely happen.
Amen.
It will surely come to pass.
Amen.
Somebody shout, Making wise the simple. The word simple is the King James way of insulting a fool. Making wise a fool. So if I insult you wisely, don't be angry. It is Bible. Did you see that? You see, some people, they are foolish, but when you tell them, they'll be angry. But
you
see, foolishness is a disease condition. It's like saying somebody has malaria. You can't try to package it in any thoughts. Please, are you getting it? Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
But the Bible says that the testimony of the Lord is sure, and it makes the foolish wise. A lot of us are not working in wisdom because we haven't seen testimonies before. You have been clapping at the appearance of the testimonies of others for far too long. But this morning, the Spirit of the Lord gave me a sure word for you.
Amen.
It's a time for you to tell your own testimony.
Amen.
Where are the Christians? Where are the Christians? Where are the believers? Where are those who believe in their God? May you receive a testimony in 21 days,
Amen.
In 48 hours,
Amen.
In 40 days,
Amen.
You will sign a contract.
Amen.
You are about to get a job.
Amen.
Somebody is giving you help. For David said the other day,
Amen.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help?
Amen.
My help cometh from above. The maker of the heavens and the earth. The Lord of Israel is his name.
Amen.
He will never sleep nor slumber. Receive your testimony. Receive your promotion.
Amen.
Receive your miracle. Am I talking to you at all?
What's here? Afufra adansi ache. Ebrasu se won subenya wadansi.
You have been frustrated. Satan is now talking to you. You are listening to the wisdom of the devil.
Why, Basa? But some men know
Satan says, stop going to to church, there is no hope. God will do it by now. You should see something. When you don't have the testimony of God, you lose the wisdom of God. People have been telling you about how powerful God is, but you don't have your own testimony of how powerful He is. While I'm standing now, it is very difficult for anybody to convince me against my faith. God has tested me with women, with money, influences, politicians. I have seen all kinds of characters in my life. It has made me wise. Now I know, if not for God, I wouldn't be where I am. Now I know. Some of you have never known anything. You don't have a testimony. That is why your friends can convince you on a Sunday when I let go to beach. That is why somebody getting sick can stop you from coming to somebody and say, not you. It stopped you from coming to church.
Oh,
I like the way your face is. I'm talking to you. The kind of things the devil can use to discourage you from keeping on in your faith is amazing, unbelievable. Because you are not working in testimonies. There are 48 people in this church this morning. I just saw the figure in my eye. In 48 hours, 48 days, 48 weeks, there is a testimony that is going to come to you suddenly. This is a prophetic word. The Lord just showed me. Those who believe it, you are connecting to the altar.
Amen.
Right now it is coming. Right now it is happening.
Amen.
Right now you are walking in it.
Amen.
Testimonies are multiplying.
Amen.
There are angels in the church.
Amen.
I saw 48 angels.
Ah.
They are visiting you tomorrow.
Amen.
In 48 hours.
Ah.
In 48 days.
Amen.
In 48 weeks.
Amen.
Receive it on the right.
Receive
it on the left. Receive it at the back.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout. Testimonies.
I don't see ya.
Testimonies.
I don't see ya.
God is good.
Nyame oye.
Isaiah said, test and see that God is good.
Simon
David said, test and see God is good.
Ah.
Jeremiah said, test and see. So I said, so what is it that we have to taste? Testimony.
See, mon son here.
If you don't test testimonies, you don't know how God tastes. That's why when somebody comes to church and they are saying, God is a good God, you are so angry.
And it's not because nyame ya na won tie se na obua fuo no.
You are not working in testimonies. Since no one's acclimated on Mount Ararat, you have been going to church and you didn't get a testimony. Today it is your turn. Today it is your time.
Amen.
Today you are getting. What are the Christians? I don't feel you at all. What are the Christians? Receive a testimony in the church today.
Amen.
Number five.
Yetosunum.
Oh, Jesus, I feel like preaching.
Mm.
Through the word of God, hey, let me tell you people something. After the world has told you of their own opinion,
it is
time to go to the word and listen to what the opinion of God is. Cornelius, a doctor examined me in 1996, Sunyani Regional Hospital. The woman was called Mam Bruni. I had only 2 days to write chemistry papers. I went to church service in the morning, and suddenly, after closing, I felt some heaviness. I went dizzy and I fell. Before I knew, they carried me to Sunyani Regional Hospital. Some small, small young nurses being naked me. They were shaving the thing.
Ah,
you know the thing? back on some turbines.
We is in 1996. Ebra na kaka kra na me ko tre exams. Mani su bring me twa here. Me
team mani na. They call man bronyi. But before man bronyi came, a doctor, a black doctor, I'm so sorry I didn't record the name of the doctor. He said, this one, I know once man bronyi come, you undergo surgery. My scrotum was swollen. And they saved me, made me ready for theater. And on that bed, I came face to face with reality of death. Fear gripped me. And I prayed a certain prayer. You see, there are times you pray, but there are also times you pray, you know, this one, God heard me. When I finished praying, I was sweating. And I said, God, if you save me from the bed of death and you prevent this surgery, I will do your work.
Amen. After
the woman came, examined me, did all the things she did, he said, this thing doesn't require surgery. He, in fact, in my very glare presence, he called these nurses and lambasted them. Gave me an injection and said, I am giving you this injection. The woman even thought I've gone to sleep with some ladies. He interviewed me and said, I don't even know how they do sex. Then he said, I'm giving you injection, but tomorrow morning, if this thing had not gone, I'll take you to theater. Gave me the injection. By 12 midnight, the thing had disappeared.
Amen.
The testimony and the opinion of the other doctor said, you must undergo surgery.
Dr. Foka, so wait,
but
your
on the bed, I remembered a scripture. I read the book by David Oyedepo, the bishop, which said, and the Lord shall bless your water and your bread. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren. And the number of your days you shall fulfill.
Amen.
And I say, oh, so the anointing doesn't only solve problems, but it also makes people live long. Therefore, I refuse to undergo this.
Amen.
Please, are you here?
Yes.
When I finished, I went to see another doctor. He read my report. He referred me that. He said, what do you guys are saying? Teach me. I said, okay, let me give you another report. When you go, there's another gynecologist. I want you to be going to him frequently. The doctor looked at the thing and he said, you can't give birth. And the same scripture kept on bubbling in my spirit. And I kept on reading the scripture. Every day reading it. The book of Numbers. I think Numbers 22, 23. I kept on reading it. Until the scripture became part of my confessing. When I married my wife and we were struggling to give birth, I kept on reciting the scripture. One day I'm going to the University of Kekko to pray. When I came, my wife had taken the seed and he saw blood. After even when the man of God had prophesied, he came to tell me, I said that, you know what? This blood is not miscarriage. When I made love with you, the blood, the anointing was too much. So the blood was so much. So the excess blood is what you are seeing. Well, bring me my food. That gave birth to Kobe, our firstborn. You will refuse every word of men and embrace the word. What are the Christians?
Jesus.
Somebody told you will never become anything. But the word of God said, no weapon formed against you will ever prosper.
Jesus.
Every tongue that arises against you, what are the Christians? Are you in the church? Are you in the church? Words are powerful. Words.
To me,
let me refer to a scripture here. Please, let's read the scripture. Psalm 119, 98 and 99. 119, 98, 99. He said, thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies. Were you wiser than your university professor? Talk to me. The doctor who taught you masters in administration, were you wiser than him?
Then no.
I never knew this until I found it in the Bible that by reading and meditating the word of God, you can be wiser than your university professor. I preach in the University of Cape Coast. My professor in chemistry taught me metallic chemistry. When I finished, he came and said that. So when you were in school, were you operating this anointing? He's a reverend professor. He taught me and even failed me a paper. I had to come and write. Then he said, where did you attend Bible school? I said, I attended the University of Holy Ghost. That is why sometimes, when a man is operating anointing, you can be very older than them. Mm. But when you get into difficult situations, it will take their counsel to bring you out.
Amen.
Oh, I don't like the way you people are
called
on me. So when it comes to the wisdom of God, it has no connection to age. Sometimes, you will see some people, they are preaching, giving counsel, some direction, and their L and their R is mixed up together.
And call you.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Huh? And miracles are still happening. Are you intimidated? You see, so anytime you go to any pastor, put all your personal achievements, your knowledge, your perception, and what you think aside. Otherwise, you can miss a lot of things. You must be like a child if you want to be pastorable. Be like a child. People who are too know. And judgmental, they can't stay under anointed men of God. There was a man in the church I used to love a lot. One day he came to me here, we were talking in front of the office, and he picked a very heated argument with me. And you know what the argument was about? The man was pointing, in fact, almost all the fathers I respect and honor in Ghana, the man was saying they are all occults.
Hey.
When we finished with the discussion, I went to the office. The Holy Ghost told me, that is why this man is struggling, because most of this men he's mentioning to, he's been to them before. Serving under them. But to know, will not let the man humble himself there. He will leave, and when he leave, he won't keep quiet. You go and lambast them. Listen, if you are with the pastor and you don't believe in their leadership or anointing, it is better to leave and go quietly.
Sir.
But going and thinking you have some wisdom, which beats the wisdom of God upon them, and saying things you don't know, it will be very, very detrimental to your future. The Lord told me he will leave the church. God told me advanced knowledge. This one too, the wisdom of God brought it to me. So since he left, I have not even made any effort to look for him. There are some people that like the curse they are carrying, they themselves want it. They want it. The more you try to help them, you yourself will be cursed. A man that have labored in the nation of Ghana for 35 years, speaking to presidents and diplomats all over the world, you say it's an occult. So me, who will I be to you? Wisdom will teach me not to add my voice to such a discussion. But the battles that pastor had fought, if that same battle is invited upon me, maybe I'll disappear from Ghana. You will be wiser than your teachers after today. Receive grace.
Amen.
Those who are teaching you things that are unthinkable.
When I watch someone,
you know, unthinkable things. They make you believe things which will kill you. And you think their counsel is wisdom. Hello. Some of you, your friends. Business partners. Some of you, your in-laws and your outlaws.
Oh, if there are in-laws,
probably there are outlaws. I don't know which is which. Some of you are married. It is your mother that tells you by her own wisdom when to sleep with your husband. When the man man refuse to love you, then you say it is a witch. No, the witch is in your wisdom.
Ah, if you obey man, I know I will see where they obey you. Wow, obey you.
But when Sam, huh? When your husband is talking, because you don't read your Bible well and you don't want to accept the wisdom of the Word of God, we said that a woman must submit to a husband. Anything your husband say, you will react.
Bro, we could say since one country, we could say a bad brand wants money. Kuno, the other people could be a way in an omen.
Your mati is not in your language.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you say that in Ever? Your mati, huh? Your mercy. Ah, we didn't acquire French in the tree idea boom. Mercy is French, your is tree. So, Frenchizing tree is your mercy.
Your mercy.
Are you blessed? Eh? How do you say that in Ghana? Where is your daughter? How do you say that in Ghana? Yo inu. So all of you have the yo thing inside.
Yo inu.
Bless God.
Ah.
Today you will learn to say yo. It will be the beginning of a happy marriage for you.
Amen.
You talk too much.
You are
in the marriage and your mother is telling you how much you can give to your wife. Because in the wisdom of your family laws, that is how men should treat their wives. A lot of women that doesn't know how to relate to their husband. It is because of the wisdom of the world we say that anything men can do, women can do better. But when it comes to the akwahumashika, that one the men can do better. Don't look at me like that. Clap. Am I giving you a counsel?
Yes.
Ah, this mentality of equality in marriage is a worldly value. It's worldly wisdom. And let me tell all the ladies here. Every man you see have three people in his life. His subjects, people under him, subordinates. Good. His superiors or sovereigns. And his equals. His subjects serve him and render respect. Therefore, the man loves his subjects. His superiors put pocket in his money in his pocket and employ him. So he loves them and respect them too. His co-equals and those at par with him, he fights and resists. Anytime you try to make yourself equal to a man whom you are supposed to submit to, you stir his heart against you and you make him your own enemy. I know you won't clap. The way the women are doing, you are a suspect now. I get it.
Sir.
I get it. May the Lord give you the wisdom of God in the church.
Amen.
You see, teachings like this will make you angry, but the truth is that is the wisdom of God. No man will ever love a woman who cannot submit in the wisdom of God. Even if they are shorter like myself and you are taller like Goliath, that is the one you say you love, so submit. The problems in marriage is because we don't know the Bible. We don't read the Word of God. We don't know the Word of God. Somebody is fighting with the husband. I invited them, we were talking. I realized that the problem in the marriage is simply fundamental. The woman doesn't know what unity of marriage is. Because her dad died. And when the dad died, she never had the privilege to learn how a woman submits to a man. And she grew with it. So she has developed this airtight attitude towards the husband, where she think the husband must allow her to do anything that pleases her, and she is untouchable in the marriage.
How ni nyina ne se awarefo e ko na me from betena menu se oba no de eba ye nyina ne se ni papa wo ntem eno ti se oba bre ne ho ase se oba e ma ase ni wan hu bi da eno na mani de yin no ina nyi so no de bibia tene won ani so no eno na ososo ye.
And she feel like whatever the husband is, she is also is.
Na na dwe nyina ne se se de oba e ma tie no sa na me so me tie.
It is said it is a blatant lie coming from the pit of hell wrapped in the wisdom of man.
Ah, we ye nyansa boni a every bon sam ni achichire ho e woni panyansam eba.
Ah? Listen to God.
Ti nyame.
He said, and I will make the man a help meet, not mate. Hey, give me that scripture. Is it Genesis what 228 or 223? Please find it and put it there. He didn't say I will give you a help mate. The word is not mate. So in the marriage, you and your husband, you are not mates. Beijing Conference Resolution 1993 taught the women in Ghana that thing. And it is the wisdom of this world which is against the wisdom of God. When we were young, our grandmothers and my when they are talking to our husband, Miura. Meanwhile, the husband has even married the second wife.
Sir.
But in the modern day marriage,
hey.
Kaduni mi kadoyas. You see the way your faces are changing?
Sir.
Is the pastor endorsing men flirting? No.
Yes, of okay. Was me man church?
When is the month of marriage? October. Meet me here live. October.
Ah. What's me doing?
A lot of the married demons in the church, we have to cast it.
And
it comes by teaching the word of God, the testimony. You see, if you don't know something, refer to the Bible. Please, what is that word? Is it mate or meat? So why are you saying we are married mates?
Wow.
And because of that, you think because you are mates, you owe each other everything. No. Every animal that is two-headed is a monster. if God said your husband is the head, is it 1 Corinthians 7? And you the woman, then it will be the woman, you are the body. If you leave your position in the marriage and begin to feel like you want to take over the position of your husband as a head, you are usurping authority. Therefore, you are a rebel. Staking coup d'etat.
If you will clap, clap well. We are in church. Clap well. Clap well.
You talk. You see, when you are talking to your husband, sir, you are blowing tongues.
Hey. Kasaso bi obo tongues.
I will never fall in love with a woman who is loud. I can't stand it. I hate it. It is against my culture and my belief. It is against the wisdom of God. Listen, the Bible says even the fool, when he learns to keep quiet,
sir,
it is accounted unto him as wisdom.
Ojimi fompo. Okana nutuma yefane so yinyanseni.
In the marriage, learn when to talk and when to be quiet. It is not every marriage problem you solve by fastings and prayers.
Sir,
I pray for people who are looking for the fruit of the womb and they are not getting the fruit. I'm ministering and I lay hands. I said, God, why the Lord said that they are fighting too much in the house. Sometimes an angel of the Lord will come to the home to give you the baby. By the time he came, your mouth has prolonged above your husband's head.
Hey.
Divine laws are broken. God said,
No, I see.
I'll give you the last point and sit down.
You can't walk around.
Go and buy the book.
Got the book, you know.
These things, last week I told one of the ways to get wisdom is to read books. By the grace of God, we have stocked this shop. Container bookshop with books, CDs, all messages preached. That just yesterday I brought drinks of all kinds, assorted beverages. Two things makes sales in this world: sex and food. You check the Bible. All the problems in the world came in the Bible, either through sex of Adam fell because of food. Satan tempted Jesus with food. Absalom died because of improper sex. Amnon. David came under curse because of sex. So Adebia ye dibia ye dangerous. Hey.
What are the Christians? Look at their faces. You look like an angel, right? May the Lord show you mercy. You. I said, may the Lord show you mercy.
Amen.
Don't intimidate me like that. I told you the truth. Can you give God some clap? So after that, go and buy food. You'll be tempted to buy books. Go and buy. You'll be tempted to see books. Are you blessed?
Okay, take number 6. Instructions.
Say it, Nitno, and I am our country.
Instruction is a channel of wisdom.
Say, Obi, a chill, be the also, and a quiet for so any answer.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9.
Maybe some 18 and you moon and Tim Crony Moon Crown.
A lot of you cannot take instructions.
You move below, I into me any a country.
Human beings, we don't behave ourselves. Unless there is an exterior law clamping on us. By the time you come out of external laws influencing you to behave yourself, then you are matured.
Yeni pa yemfa enchechire eni mranye djuma agi se ensebi emu edin eseyen.
Your leader calls for a meeting and you decide on your own, I won't go. And you don't send any explanation, no message, nothing. I am my own law. I decided I won't go. He can go to hell. And you think it's a good behavior?
And yet,
you will never do this in a good church. No good organization will tolerate a leader like that. You can't take instruction.
Listen,
by the time I come out to say there is a meeting, you think I'm a fool? There might be something that is pressing on the ground which needs redress. And the same way you can't take instruction, that's the same way people will not take instruction from you.
So when to me and you be a seman, son will be so new day.
It is a culture you are sowing, it's a seed. David refused to kill Saul. When the time came for Israel to kill him, the people only thought about it, but they couldn't implement it because he taught them how to respect the anointed of God.
David,
whatever we are doing in the church, we are teaching future generations something by sowing some seeds. Tomorrow, in the wisdom of God, train up the child the way he should go. They will learn the same thing. You can't connect it with any amount of sermon. You can't take instruction. Let me tell you, a lot of the things you are going to become in this life, it will come by your ability to adhere to instructions. Everybody fear the military. You know why? Once your commander in a platoon or a rank gives you instruction and says, sit down. If you refuse to sit, military police will logo you to guy room. They will beat you mercilessly.
Sir.
Because your inability to follow instruction can mean the death of everybody in the platoon.
So what was
when we say we are fasting, some of you eat and you come. A leader in the church. A leader. We are fasting. You don't know why I say we should fast. You are eating. When the devil hits you, bam! Prophet.
Aja.
The only time you acknowledge me as your father is when you are in trouble. When I give you instruction, don't do this, don't go here, you can't do that. You say, who is he? Who is he to tell me, even my father, my biological father cannot order me around like that. So when you get a problem, go to your biological fathers. I didn't say clap, so please clap well. You see, truth is bitter.
No cray, no.
Ikios. If I talk to you in privacy, you refuse to listen, I'll address you in public.
Sir. See.
Because some of you, that is the only language you understand. You can't be matured enough to listen to rest. You see, when I have a certain heart, I can say anything I want to say. I have been doing this work for 22 years now. I can say anything I want to say, Cornelius. But you see, when you grow and you mature, he that wants many friends must first show himself friendly.
Sir.
I learned to respect because I need you to respect me. The fact that you will do something and I will call you in privacy and address it one-on-one mean that I have some level of respect for you.
Sir.
So if you decide not to listen and become puffed up and proud, you provoke me to react in a certain way and it will hurt you. He that wants friends, let him first show himself friendly. You can't take instruction. So some of you go to work in place, they fire you. Your attitude, demeanor, everything. You see, you are puffed up, you are proud. And you bring it to church. I must talk to the pastor. He can't address me. Did anybody put Amani on the seat for you? You know Amani? Glue. Huh? When you get up and you are going, do your chair follow you? You can choose to stay out of the leadership of the church. Nobody can fight you. It's as simple as that. I told my boss secretary, I said, Cornelius, I said, send all those people messages. They must give me reasons why they didn't come for meeting two consecutive times before the fresh fire and after fresh fire, they must explain to me. Two, from my pastors to leaders, anybody who doesn't believe in my leadership is free to go. I give you release. I don't want tension around. You see, the anointing God gives me, it makes me very sensitive. Little things can trouble me. So I always try to pretend everything is okay just to kill the upsetness and free my soul to minister to people. But at a certain point, when I can't take it again, I have to talk. And that's where the problem begins. Because without Papa, why my pastor tia me? Give instruction to a wise man. Did you see that? If you are not wise, you can't take instruction.
So
when you give instruction to a wise man, he bullshits you. He will insult you. He will disdain you. He will say you are the most foolish person you've ever come across. Huh? He said, give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be what? Please, let's read it. Read it. Let's read it. Let's go.
Give instruction to a wise man.
Uh-huh.
And he will be wise.
How many wise people are in this church? Take counsel. Take instruction.
One
leadership say we are all going here. Don't say me, I want to go here. You can't conform to order. What is the difference between instruction and command? In the military, command is different from instruction. Do you know that? There are instructors and there are teachers who command in the military. You go there and ask. When they give you instruction, it means your opinion is not needed. In fact, your opinion is very dangerous. Do you know how the Second World War happened? A driver of the Prime Minister of Australia was given clear instruction by military intelligence. He was taking the Prime Minister and the wife and the family for shopping in the mall. And they defined the route by which the driver must take to go. And they said, when you are coming, don't take the road you use again. Take this other route. And then when the driver and the Prime Minister and the wife, they finished with the shopping everything. The guy said, I think there is a lot of traffic on that road, they told me. So in order to get home earlier and avoid the potential risk of assassins getting my master or sovereign, let me rather take the same route I used. And when they took the route, the assassins find the primo and they killed him. Instructions. You have 21 reasons why what your pastor is saying cannot be done. Because you see, you have prophetess.
Ah.
You see visions in the night. The anointing is on you. The Holy Ghost is talking.
Thank you for listening to the message from the Word in Season broadcast. For inquiries and further information, please contact us on 0268-091-536 or 0268-091-537 and 0268-091-538. You can also send an email to the prophet at prophet@faithwordcharismatic.org or info@faithwordcharismatic.org. Visit our website at www.faithwordcharismatic.org. Alternatively, follow the prophet on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Prophet Dan or at Faith Word Charismatic. God bless you richly.